This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Welcome to Nutrition for Me on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. Today's show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand. Visit reviveactive.com for all-in-one super formulas to boost energy, immunity, heart health, cognitive function, and even beauty. I'm Dora Walsh, nutritionist, functional medicine practitioner, working with people to help them to reverse their health problems or their excess weight without struggling or starving. You can find out more about me on the internet and also follow me on social media. Well, this week, we're going to be talking about collagen, your secret support for the key stages of life. You've probably heard about the growing popularity of collagen as a nutritional supplement for many women and also men who are taking it to support their skin and hold back or reverse aging. Now we're starting to see people of all ages and many different stages of life using it for other reasons. So what is collagen and how can it support us in the key stages of our lives, whether we're male or female, whether we're young or old? Well, collagen is everywhere in our bodies. It accounts for 30% of our body's protein, and it's collagen that provides the structure, support, and strength to our skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. It's the most abundant protein in our body, and it's even found in our organs, our blood vessels, and our intestinal lining. Collagen is comprised of three amino acids, proline, glycine, and hydroxyproline, which all form together to make it this really durable protein. Now, I mentioned that collagen is now not just being used for its anti-aging benefit, and that's because, as the most abundant protein in the body, it has so many additional uses and benefits at all stages, whether young or old. Well, this week, I'm talking to Nicola Sainty. She's an amazing expert. She's a nutritionist at Revive Active. She's a tutor at the School of Health in Stroud. And she works as a nutritional therapist as well as in her own business in private practice and group work. She does corporate wellness speaking events. And she's a specialist in how food interacts in the body, as well as food allergy and intolerance testing, and an expert in blood typing, and also a founder of Blood Type Life. Nicola, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Dora. It's a pleasure.
It's great to have you on the show. I've been reading about you. I've been taking your supplements from Revive Active. I love them. Before we go on to talk about collagen, this very hot supplement at the moment, and how it's a secret support for key stages of life, tell us about how you came to be a nutritionist and a health expert, and also working at Revive Active.
Yes, Dora, I think my journey on the wellness journey certainly started a fair few years ago, actually, because in a previous life, I used to work for a very busy retail corporate company, which involved lots of traveling, erratic hours and staying away. So I was actually very, very unhealthy, merely eating from service stations, eating at sporadic times of day and night, depending on, you know, where I was in the country or even out of the country. And so I found that my own health suffered very much so. And this really became more obvious as I tried to conceive. And so over quite a few years, I would say about 5 years, I was really then having problems in conceiving. And obviously that really gave me some red flags, as in some signs to my own health wasn't great. So it was really at that point that I actually started looking into nutrition and lifestyle very seriously, gathering all the information that I could and making the small changes. So for instance, I noticed that I got headache when I had coffee. So that was my first step, is I eliminated coffee and then tea, and then I drank more water. And that there was kind of those really simple steps toward getting my own health back. And I'm really pleased to say that now, today, I've got a lovely, beautiful 12-year-old daughter. So I've been making those changes myself, could really see the power behind nutritional therapy and what it can actually do.
You changed the way your body was working through what you were eating.
Absolutely. I think so. It was looking from a different perspective, really listening to my body. And I think this is probably a common problem, is that we're all so busy, we probably just don't think, because we're just thinking of the next thing, or we're onto the next journey at work, we're onto the next project, we're onto the next goal run, whatever it might be. I think that we're rushing, we've got extremely busy lives. So I think we almost just grab and go where we can, but it's only when the signals flag up to us in the body that actually say, hey, hang on a minute, something's wrong. And then we can start to peel that back. And that is the power, yeah, of the realization of actually taking in good food, taking in water, hydrating, and then looking at things like adequate sleep and trying to get some quality sleep before midnight as well. Those foundational pillars of health really did absolutely support me in my own health journey.
Tell us about how you came to be a nutritionist at Revive Active.
Yes, a wonderful opportunity came up. And when I looked at Revive Active, I said, looked at, you know, the products, did they resonate with me? Because I really look for products that are clean, that have no nasties in them, that are super absorbable, that are suitable for diabetics, that also are gluten-free. They are really important factors for me to consider when I'm prescribing for clients and actually for my family and myself. So I had a look at Revive Active supplements and I thought, you know, this is absolutely fabulous. Their ethos, their ethics, the quality of the product, you know, these premium supplements. So yes, so then kind of that went forward and, you know, forward on. I suppose now we are kind of 9 months in and I'm the nutritionist at Revive Active and I really help lead the training and development for our stores and our stockists and teams as well. And also I do help integrate our products into stores and stockists and also provide the ongoing support. And then I have a wonderful role as well in taking part in some events. So our trade, PAP shows or direct consumer. And, you know, literally last week, I had the pleasure of being away with some of the other ladies in the team on a women's health summit over in Switzerland. So I feel very blessed and very lucky to be in this role.
This week, we're talking about collagen because it's a really big buzzword at the moment. It's a very popular supplement, but I think sometimes people don't really know what they're taking, how to get the best out of it. And also that it can be used for many things. So tell us a bit about whether we should be just using it for just hair, skin and nails.
I think that's a popular perception, isn't it, Dora, with, you know, the public, because we hear about collagen, don't we, so much, as you quite rightly said in your intro. And there seems to be collagen supplements everywhere. It's a very hot topic and lots of videos on YouTube and et cetera. But I do think that now it's come to the fore, it's not just about hair, skin and nails. It goes much deeper than that within the body because, like you rightly said, you know, it's the most abundant protein in the body. And really, collagen is the foundational structure of everything from bones, ligaments, cartilage, skin. We might have, we talk about blood vessels there. You mentioned that. So collagen is needed for the formation of blood vessels. Actually, our organs and more so as well, keep our organs in the right place. So it's all of the connective tissue. It's within muscles. So if we just take a step back, we're really thinking about collagen as that structure, that protein that holds us together, almost a bit like a glue.
How can we preserve our own collagen and support our own collagen production with our food intake and our lifestyle? I heard that collagen production goes down after age 25.
Yes, Dora, I've read the same, that we're losing about 1% of our collagen per year. And obviously then that's a steeper decline as we age. For me, food sources of collagen, I always like a food first approach. And so really thinking about those key animal sources. There's lean protein animal sources such as nice lean beef, veal perhaps. We've got the fish sources as well and organ meats. But I don't know about you, Dora, but I'm not an organ meat fan. But for people that eat organ meats, that's a lovely rich source there of collagen. And then we might be thinking about chicken skin, for example. So people that are eating perhaps chicken thighs. And bone broth seems to be very popular and has gained popularity over the past couple of years. So they're fabulous natural sources of collagen. And then I think if we just translated that into a meal, we could perhaps say, couldn't we, with salmon with the skin on and actually eating the skin will give us the optimal food source of collagen. But then, of course, you and I know it's also about the cofactors, isn't it? Those are the nutrients that really help us and that actually are essential for building collagen. And so for me, it would all be about leafy greens, those fresh fruit and vegetables that are going to provide all of those extra nutrients. And of course, that hydration as well by being fresh, the nuts and seeds and, you know, those pulses and legumes. So all of that healthy, wholesome food diet will support that collagen production naturally.
It's good to know the baseline diet that we should be having in place in order to support that collagen production, not just for anti-aging, which is very important, but just in general for the integrity of our tissues. Collagen, as you mentioned, it's supporting our body. It's keeping our organs in place. It's keeping our tendons in place. So it is so important to know that we can help ourselves.
Absolutely. Dora, I think that's key. And there's some really powerful lifestyle learnings, I think, that we can take. We've already touched on sleep, haven't we? But I think if we can get those ideal 8 hours is absolutely wonderful. And we can see it, can't we, when we wake up, where we feel refreshed or we don't. And that's crucial for the body's cleansing process to get rid of that debris, those old cells, and obviously to be able to synthesize collagen and build us up, and really taking care of those internal repairs while we sleep. Hydration, I believe, is foundational, because obviously we need that hydration, we need that water, don't we, to lubricate all the tissues within our body. And then, of course, we've got adverse lifestyle problematic habits, perhaps such as smoking, maybe too much alcohol. And also we could have, couldn't we, that poor diet where they're actually, you know, it's highly processed, which is really kind of anti-nutrients. And so we've already got that deficit, perhaps it's high in sugar, those damaged fats and all that type of thing. And then I think one thing probably, again, we all love the sun, don't we? And I do navigate towards the sun. I love the warmer climate, but obviously our skin aging, it is well known, isn't it, that it is speeded up, that aging process, by obviously the UV rays. And of course, then we have the pollution, don't we? You know, especially if we live in a city, that might be something else to consider there for us.
Now, for people that may be trying their best with their diet, they're trying their best with their lifestyle, but they want to support themselves, it's good to know that there are collagen supplements out there. But as I mentioned at the start of the show, people don't always know what they're buying, do they?
Definitely. And I think that's the whole confusion, isn't it? Because there's a myriad of supplements. Whenever you walk into a store, whether that be a pharmacist or whether that be a health food store, and if you shop online, again, it's just a myriad, a bombardment almost of supplements. And it's really hard, isn't it, Dora, to pull out those quality supplements and, you know, those ones that are actually going to do what they say they're going to do and going to give you actually those synergistic nutrients as well, those cofactors that we actually need to be able to build the collagen within the body.
What should we be looking out for when buying collagen product? You talk about the cofactors, and for our listeners today, what does that mean? What should they be looking out for when they buy collagen? What cofactors should be in the mix?
I think if we was to focus on particularly, say, let's talk about skin, hair and nails first, and then I think there's a really good case for joint health. So some of the synergies that we might want to look for in a specific skin, hair and nails could be things like hyaluronic acid, which really holds water within the body. So when we are drinking, we're really hydrating and plumping the skin. And then also we've got something called phytoceramides, which is slightly less well known than hyaluronic acid. But this really functions as a skin barrier and works alongside vitamin E. So when we're exposed to all those elements, the wind, the rain, the environmental toxins we've just touched on, that really helps to provide a barrier. And so I really like to think of collagen, hyaluronic acid and phytoceramides as like a three-step lockstep system that supports, it's got the building blocks there, it's got the plumpness from underneath, and then we've got that barrier function, that skin integrity. And then, of course, I think we all know that vitamin C is crucial, it's essential, providing the, again, that cofactor, that nutrient to help that collagen synthesize as well within the body. And perhaps more, less known, should I say, is copper, which is also essential collagen synthesis. And most people will look for biotin as well within a good hair, skin and nail supplement.
It sounds good to know, so that when people go out to the shops, they look, they choose the right ones. Now, obviously, one of that has a number of collagen supplements. I'm taking the Beauty Complex. I'm loving it. It does contain all those things you mentioned, also vitamin E, biotin, which I love for hair, skin, selenium. I've noticed vitamin C and all these other things. So, and where can people get these supplements from Revive Active?
They can visit us online, Dora, at www.reviveactive.com. And we're also in selected Holland & Barrett stores, selected Well pharmacies, and independent health food stores and across the country.
We're going to be talking about collagen as a secret support for all stages of your life. We've touched on beauty. We know everyone's taking it for beauty and anti-aging. We're going to go a lot deeper on this. And we talked about how to preserve your own collagen through your diet and lifestyle, because we have to help ourselves. And then on top of that, we add that supplement. But we're going to have a few messages from our commercial partners. And then we're going to be talking about how we can use collagen for many different reasons in the body to help us achieve this amazing health.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on Nutrition for Me on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. I'm talking with Nicola Sainty, nutritionist at Revive Active. You can find out more about them and their supplements on their website, reviveactive.com. And also, there's a special offer at the moment for a free supplement shaker worth £6 when you buy any Revive Active product. And to get it, you simply add the shaker to your basket and you use the code UK Radio at the checkout. So definitely check that out. I've got one myself. Let's talk about the importance of collagen during the different stages and ages of men and women's lives. Because as I said, some people, when they're taking collagen, they don't realize sometimes what they're really doing. They know it's good for their skin and for anti-aging. But how else can we use it in our body?
Yeah, I think that's really key, Dora, because if we just then go back to the whole area around joint health and this internal structure, regardless of sex, we do start to almost, obviously, we're either in a state of building up light within our body or breaking down. And so part of the aging process, naturally, we start to break down more quickly than we can actually build up. And I feel that this is where collagen really does come in as that essential support, because let's think about our joint health. The collagen is used to support all of the joint health, the muscles, the bones. So perhaps thinking particularly, you know, for women that are at higher risk of that bone degeneration as the estrogen drops, perhaps around perimenopause and menopause, this collagen intake can really help support that and start to actually build that back up and provide those building blocks to be able to keep us strong and active for this healthy lifestyle, because ultimately, obviously, I think we're living longer, aren't we? But we actually want to be able to live more actively and healthier. So this whole area around joint health, for me, is absolutely crucial. It's well known as well that as we do age, if we have falls and things like this, they're more likely then to set us up for other, you know, degenerations, such as perhaps our state, such as perhaps a blood clot coming in. So the stronger we can keep our body, the better. I also think, particularly for women, clearly postpartum as well, where obviously the baby's taken all of our goodness and nutrients, that obviously, you know, we can be quite depleted. So then at that point, we might see something like hair loss, our nails might be a bit more brittle, etc. So again, I feel that collagen can be super supportive then in really helping regenerating those tissues as well.
You mentioned joint health. Is it for people that have arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, sports people? How would people be using this for their joint health?
It would work across the board. And there's lots of studies actually on arthritis and osteoarthritis as well that I've actually been looking at, and how collagen then can support these conditions that are often associated with aging. And clearly, if we are working out more, we are perhaps hiking, we're jogging, we're runners, perhaps we're doing HIIT sessions, so we've got that high impact, then collagen can really help support, obviously, the cushioning of the joints and really act as that shock absorber, along with the hyaluronic acid as well. So again, keeping much more supple and able for much longer. I think if we think a little bit deeper about that as well, within women, perhaps again, I've just touched on postpartum, but women, as we give birth, as we are holding the weight of the baby as well, that can lead us to, or certainly exacerbate some issues later on in life, where we might then be looking at things like prolapse, and where we're losing that ligament strength that holds the uterus and everything in place where we need it to be. So I think even just looking at this wide array of particular life stages, phases across the sectors, but particularly perhaps more so women in that area, we can actually then use it as a preventative and certainly help slow down that degenerative process.
I guess the woman taking this beauty complex with the collagen, she'll be taking it for her skin, but really inside it's going to be going to where it's needed. So if she had some kind of prolapse or risk of prolapse, it would be supporting that. If she had issues with her joints, it would be supporting her there as well, because it's going to go where it's needed in the body, and it's going to go to those issues.
Yes, Dora, I mean, I'm in agreement with you. I mean, there's lots of things out there which are saying one particular type of collagen will only go to, we say, the cartilage, or it will only go to skin, hair, nails, etc. But as we ingest collagen, it's still broken down into amino acids. And of course, it's got this special triple helix structure, but it will go to wherever it's needed in the body first, because going back to millennia, our innate survival instinct is to be able to move. So the body is going to repair the tissue that it needs to first and foremost. And I think that's the beauty as well of our joint complex, because we've got all those synergistic cofactors in there to specifically support that tensile strength and provide that inner suppleness and firmness as well to the tissues, the connective tissues, but the joint and those ligament structures as well. So when I'm thinking about synergistic factors, these cofactors, these nutrients that are required specifically to support joint and bone and muscle health, we might be thinking about things. Glucosamine is obviously well known, and that actually works with the collagen to help prevent the degradation. And then one of the hero ingredients that I absolutely love is something called MSM, short for methylphenylmethane. This is a key building block as well of joint cartilage, and also plays a role in the production of collagen. So actually, when you put those nutrients together, you really are packing a powerful punch in supplying those nutrients to the body to be able to regenerate these tissues. D3, K2, when we're looking at that synergy as well, that's great because that's putting calcium in the right place. And then when we're looking at other minerals such as boron and manganese, these are really, really crucial as well for bone regeneration, for bone mineralization, and also for collagen synthesis. So for me as well, it's all about the synergy and how that is going to work in the body and support, obviously, that internal repair process.
We're formulating the different supplements and to really pinpoint what needs to be in there and what needs to come out of the supplements in terms of the result in the body. And looking at the joint complex, it's saying 10 active ingredients working in harmony to support your joints. So you've not just got the collagen, you've got all those additional things you've mentioned, the vitamins. And then you've got the MSM and the glucosamine, which we know about, but it's all mixed together with the collagen and these amazing minerals as well. Is this good for people that have joint injuries? Maybe they've done the marathon or they've hurt themselves at the gym. Could it be used for things like that?
Yeah, well, I probably can share my own little story if you'd like, Dora, where I've probably had a bit of a weak left knee for years, actually, probably from long distance driving, but also from doing HIIT sessions and that really high impact exercise. And I found that has maybe irritated slightly more as I've got a bit older. So I actually took our joint complex for 6 weeks to see how I felt. And obviously I like to test everything on myself. And so I took that for 6 weeks. So I'd have probably a bit of pain, probably jogging before, like creakiness, etc. And then after 6 weeks of taking it, I realized, and it just took me one day to realize that actually I wasn't in pain anymore when I was jogging. And that was after 6 weeks. I thought, oh my God, you know, that's the only really thing that I've kind of done different. So it must be that. So I think that's the beauty of using a product as such, because you can really see how bad your pain is perhaps, or you could see how bad you think your injury is. And you might need to saturate your body for, say, 3 months if it's quite severe. But if you're somebody like me that was, yes, I was in a bit of pain when I was jogging, actually 6 weeks on our joint complex, I felt great again. So actually I could then peel that back. And now I might just do a maintenance dose of every other day, or I might take it 1 week, but not the next. And so that's kind of that flexibility, which obviously I love as well with our products. But that for me was quite a powerful message for myself to try and also feel the effect. And speaking to one of our stockists actually, when I first went in, she said, Nikki, you really don't need to tell me about joint complex. She said, my husband, she said, is an advocate. She said his hands were quite bad with kind of arthritic pain. And he was, you know, when your fingers kind of bend and then it becomes difficult to put them straight. And so he actually started taking the Joint Complex. And after 3 months, again, he got back mobility in his fingers. His pain started to ease. And so that was literally a story that had come from just meeting one of our stockists. And she said, from this day on, my husband's an advocate. And actually, I can then tell other people that story. And obviously, everybody's going to have their own experience and journey with it. But certainly to hear these stories is really rewarding.
I love reading these stories as well, because then you have that confidence in the product that it's actually going to work. And it's from somebody that's taken it and they're sharing how it's affected them. And then you realize it could help other people. You also talked about collagen and the lining of the digestive system. Now, maybe some people don't really think about the skin within. We're always looking at the skin outside, aren't we? And that's often what people focus on. They'll see a spot on their face, or they'll see eczema, or they have aging skin. But we don't think about the skin on the inside of our digestive system and how that is really important for our health. How does collagen support that skin on the inside, Nicola?
Yes. So when we're looking at skin on the inside, for me as well, thinking about this vascular health, so making up the blood vessel wall. And so really, you know, the benefits of kind of collagen are much more far reaching. Even thinking about oral health, when we're thinking about the gums, you know, keeping the teeth in the right place, we're thinking about eye health. So all those components that make up the eyes are, you know, founded on collagen. And so then we think about the health of the teeth. So that's part of the pulp within the middle of the teeth. And then this vascular health, this skin within. Really, when looking at kind of blood vessel walls, I would be thinking about that healthy blood flow throughout life, because ultimately blood delivers the nutrients to tissues, doesn't it? And it removes the waste. So it's almost that transport system, that delivery system. And if we keep that healthy, then obviously, you know, we're keeping our cells and tissues healthy. And then other issues perhaps that might come on throughout as we progress through life, such as varicose veins, spider veins, things like this. So really thinking of collagen as that vascular skin, as you said, that skin within, that's protective in so many ways. And the more that we can maintain this, the better we can actually maintain the rest of our tissues within the body.
What are the indications that we can look out for to know we benefit from taking collagen?
Clearly, when we're looking at our reflection, perhaps in the mirror, and we're seeing those obvious signs of skin perhaps losing that plumpness, that firmness. So we might see a little bit of sagginess, mightn't we? Those first wrinkles might start to appear. But we could be starting to lose a bit of hair. Our nails could be breaking. And those for me would be key external indicators that something's going on. But equally, thinking about internally, you know, our joints are usually the first place that we actually usually notice pain. Or we might notice that actually when we're walking, our knee's starting to ache a bit. It's getting a bit creaky. Our hips perhaps causing us a bit of pain and we're not walking straight. So for me, those joints and overall structure within the body, that skeletal frame, is where I would personally say that we can usually tell that we've got a need for collagen. Ultimately, it's supply and demand, isn't it? So it's when that demand for collagen is high and obviously we're just not getting enough in at that point, that obviously then we can feel the ramifications of that, can't we?
Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about collagen as the secret support for all stages of your life after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on Nutrition For Me on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. I'm talking with Nicola Sainty, nutritionist at Revive Active. You can find out more about Revive Active on their website, reviveactive.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn, as well as TikTok. And they have a special offer. You can get a free supplement shaker worth £6 when you buy any Revive Active product. You simply add the shaker to your basket and you use code UK Radio at the checkout. Now, you can get the supplements at Holland & Barrett, Well Pharmacy, Whole Foods, Revital. You can get them online on their website, reviveactive.com. And from February, I've read, Nicola, people will be able to get them at WH Smith at UK airports.
That's right, and that's super exciting. So we'll be in the 21 airport sites across the UK. The beauty of that is we also, as well as 30-day boxes, do 7-day boxes. So if people just want to try them, 7 days is great and just see if you like them, etc. But obviously traveling as well, you know, these smaller boxes, it's perfect. It's one of the things that I do love about our supplements. It's the convenience. You can travel with them. And I travel quite a lot with work. So actually, just to put some sachets in your bag, I can keep up then, you know, my health routine. And it's super easy. And obviously you can open them anywhere, you know, pop them in your glass of water or in your shaker, as you said. That for me is a big thing because, as I said, I think we're all busy now. And I think probably our number one problem is that we probably forget to take supplements. So it's kind of weaving them in where we can. So the mobility for me and the ease of taking is a huge thing.
I'd be getting a bottle of water on the plane and drinking it for my hydration and all the nutrients, because we know that flying takes a lot out of you. It takes a lot out of your skin. You get a lot of radiation when you're up in the air. So you want to be supporting your body as much as possible.
Definitely, Dora, that's a great point. Yes, flying is extremely dehydrating. So to have the beauty complex just there in your bag, like you say, while you sit on the plane for a couple of hours or however long it may be, you feel like you're still being healthy, you're doing something positive for your body, that and feeding it some nutrients it needs, whilst obviously being mindful that you are also hydrating and taking on that water on board.
We're talking about all of the different ways we can use collagen as that secret support at different stages and ages of life. We've talked about the joints, we've talked about anti-aging, we've talked about the skin. Let's talk about digestion, because this is an area which people maybe don't really connect with collagen, do they?
Like you said, Dora, usually not connected, but again, a huge supportive area. And people that expect to see perhaps benefits of taking collagen supplement may also start to feel other benefits before they actually physically see them. So yes, within the gut, that's a very, very fast turnover of cells. You know, we replicate our gut cell lining extremely quickly. And we need so many nutrients to be able to support that process and build up that gut wall quickly. And to keep up again with the demand. And so providing this collagen helps support that what we call gut integrity and keep that gut nice and tight. And so this, perhaps again, as we age or we eat certain things that don't agree with us, we're stressed, we can sometimes make our gut wall a little bit gappy for a better time. And so this would maybe then cause bigger food particles to normally go through to our bloodstream that wouldn't normally be in. So actually then we can have a reaction. And then we're going to get those food reactions, those cramps, that bloating, perhaps that wind, etc. So the collagen, obviously, the act of that on helping support our gut integrity can have so many benefits beyond that when we're looking at, obviously, that food interaction within the body, perhaps those intolerances that we might have to food and certain sensitivities.
As you said, we've got to have that gut wall really strong because we want to avoid those food particles getting in. If it's leaky, some people like to use the word leaky in science. They don't really like to use that word, but we'll just use it so that our listeners understand, because they probably aren't all nutritionists. There might be a few out there, but we don't want those food particles getting into the bloodstream. As you mentioned, that's when you get those food allergies, intolerances. And then people think, oh, I'm intolerant to this food. I can't eat this. I can't eat that. No, actually, it probably isn't that. It's due to the fact that your body is reacting to that food particle in the bloodstream because it hasn't been broken down properly. And it would be a temporary reaction until you support that gut health and get that gut lining really strong so that those food particles aren't getting in. So then, you know, people wonder why they recover from these food allergies and they might not have them forever. And that must be because they've supported their immune system and their gut lining, because it can easily be broken down by stress and poor food.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And it's almost like, I think as well, we're eating on the go as well as eating perhaps those foods. We're not giving time for that digestion. We've already got a bit of what we say, leaky guts, as you quite rightly term, going on. Yes, that can have many adverse reactions, but by these simple steps and, you know, probably unrealized benefits of taking in collagen, then yes, we can see those deeper benefits within the body.
You're definitely right, Nicola. We need to support that gut cell lining. Let's go to talk about injuries, because you mentioned that you yourself felt that you had a weak left knee from driving too much and jogging, and that you used your joint complex and Revive Active. And after 6 weeks, you felt a difference. What other kind of feedback are you getting from people that have injuries of their joints? And what are they saying about the products and how they've benefited from them?
Well, I'm a member of the local gym, and so there's quite a few of my gym buddies, for a better term, that have started to use a joint complex that have perhaps, in fact, there's a gentleman in there and he used to play football professionally when he was younger and he's kept himself very fit, but he was unable to train sometimes because of his knee. So just in conversation, we was talking about joint complex and actually now he's an advocate of that. And he's, as I say, now taking that. So I think that it can help, you know, in these old injuries. I think that it can also help build us up, perhaps if we've had surgery anywhere in the body, because we know that after surgery or injury, where we've got that perhaps tear or wound to the body and the body's trying to heal, it will use more protein to help heal that particular wound or that scar or that tissue. So I do think there's definitely a positive effect there in terms of taking in collagen. And then going back as well to things like repetitive strain injuries and things that we probably wouldn't think about. Of course, we've talked about jogging where we're doing the same thing. So those knees and those joints are under that strain. But also if we are working, say, like on a laptop all day, if we are typing on a phone all day, we're using the same movements all of the time with our joints, fingers, muscles, or any job that actually requires that intricate finger work as well. I believe years later actually can then lead us to sort of like, you know, those problems, those aches, that stiffness in those particular joints. So I think thinking of that, again, that wider where we might have that repetitive strain as well, especially in this modern world when we're, you know, most of us are actually working on laptops and phones as well.
We're working on these dodgy seats at home because we might not have a proper home office. Sitting on the dining room table, the dining room table, the wrong size, the wrong height for your elbows. And then the chairs is the dining room chair. It's not one of those nice swivel chairs with a soft lining. So the body's taking a battering. And also, I'm a Londoner. I see a lot of cyclists, Nicola, and I always think they're nuts because they don't even have proper cycle lanes. But that's another story. But they're on those knees.
Yes.
And they're basically wearing out their joints. And I think if you have the right cofactors, the right nutrition going into the body, I don't actually believe the joints can get worn out because the body will have enough of the raw materials to rebuild and keep it in a good condition. But if you're not replenishing those nutrients that you need, then I do believe the joints can get worn out.
Yes, I would be agreeing with you there, Dora. I mean, if we just think about our overall structure, and again, it's probably just we take our body for granted, don't we? Very much so. You know, how often do we think about our feet, but all the weight that they are bearing? You know, the ankle joint there, the knees usually the one that tells us, and the hips, they're the most obvious, sometimes shoulders. You know, and once these joints start, you know, shouting for help, then that's a sign that actually we've probably needed that help for a couple of years. But now, you know, the body's just throwing out that symptom to tell us, hey, you know, look, I need a bit of support here. And I do believe that the structural support of our body is foundational to health in every single respect that we've just talked on, you know, from healthy blood flow to, you know, that building blocks for things like nails, to hair, to gums, for holding our teeth in the right place, to healthy eyes. So it's across the board, our structure is absolutely foundational.
Do you have any builders and labourers, manual workers that are taking your products? Have you had any feedback from those types of people?
That's a great point, actually, Dora. I think anybody in this physical job, we certainly do. We have plumbers, we have builders, we've got electricians that will take our products. So again, it's that manual work, that lifting, that shifting, where we can then perhaps overwork those joints and make them more receptive perhaps to that wear and tear and that, you know, open to injury in that manual type of work. But yeah, manual workers seem to absolutely love this product. Again, because I think it's you know that you're doing something to support that. And, you know, if you are, you know, in great health, if you are out of pain as well, then clearly we're all able to do our jobs a lot better. But there's a huge use for it there for supporting that heavy manual labour.
They take a beating, those bodies. Often those people, they have to retire early. So obviously, if you're looking after the body, then you could keep it going for much longer, earn money for longer, and be in a better financial position. How long would it take for people to see a difference? How long should people take supplements for?
Yeah, I think specifically with any type of collagen supplement, and again, it's very individual, isn't it, Dora? You and I that know everybody's an individual, and I think we touched on earlier that depending how severe you think your joint pain is, or how severe perhaps your arthritic stance might be. So really this individual basis. And clearly, you know, if you are older or perhaps you are going through menopause, then you might have that higher need for that regular intake and that dosage. So I would say probably for all as like a standard is really give something 3 months to be able to saturate the body and for your body to take those nutrients to where it needs to repair and build back up those tissues. And then you will know, it's like with our joint complex, I only needed 6 weeks because actually, you know, for 6 weeks for me, that was enough. But on now the hair, skin and nail supplement for myself, I'm also in this perimenopausal, going into this menopausal phase, so I can really physically see the difference. And so for that, for me, is something that I'm going to be continuing with now as a maintenance dose. So that would be my give something 3 months. And if it works before that, wonderful, perhaps you can scale it back. But after that, I would really look at kind of your maintenance. What's your maintenance plan going forward?
And in terms of collagen types, a lot of people get caught up with collagen type. Is that something that we should be thinking about when we're taking collagen supplements?
A key thing for me is with the collagen types, it's the collagen type is really, that refers to where it's located in the body. So we often say type one is really in kind of bones, skin, the blood vessels, tendons, etc. And then people are familiar with type two, which is really in cartilage tissue. And then obviously we've got type three, etc. This is really the location within the body. But by taking in, you know, we use hydrolyzed marine collagen, which is broken down into peptides. That means it's more easily absorbable, you know, these smaller peptides into the body. And just on that, actually, also marine collagen is a smaller molecular weight. So it is more absorbable. Then we put it in a powder form, so more absorbable again. So what we're doing, obviously, is we're enhancing that bioavailability to the body there. And so marine collagen is type one, for instance, but it doesn't just mean that it's going to just support the, you know, the bone, the skin, the tendon, where, you know, we say that type one is located within the body. Ultimately, our body will take that collagen and it will use it to be able to build whichever structure it needs within the body. And that collagen is abundant, you know, and that type one within our body is about 90% of the collagen makeup as well. So, you know, that's the huge, that's a dominant proportion in there. So I think really with collagen, it's a case of actually getting it in an excellent form that's easily absorbable, and then being able to actually take that every single day and be mindful of building that up in your body, be able to saturate those tissues.
Nicola, tell us about your Marie Claire Award. I saw that you won something on that magazine.
Oh, absolutely super excited about this, Dora. Yes. In November, we was actually the winner of the Marie Claire Best Collagen Supplement. So that's, you know, tremendous for us there and a real accolade and recognition for us, you know, that we do have this fantastic super supplement that's got all those cofactors and that's got this super absorbable marine collagen.
Oh, it's great. It's absolutely great to hear. I'm taking it myself, so I'm definitely an advocate. And I look out for many more awards in the future, Nicola. I know you're number one in Ireland.
Yes, we are.
It's a wonderful message. It's been great to have you on the show, Nicola Sainty. I hope you come on the show again. Nicola Sainty, you're a nutritionist for Revive Active. Today's show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand. Visit reviveactive.com for all-in-one super formulas to boost energy, immunity, heart health, cognitive function, and even beauty. If you want to find out more about the supplements and you want to get them for yourself, you can find out more about Revive Active and the supplements on their website, reviveactive.com. They can also be bought at Holland & Barrett, Whole Foods, Revital, Well Pharmacies, obviously online, and also at independent food stores and pharmacies. And there's a special offer of a free supplement shaker worth £6 when you buy any Revive Active product. And you simply add the code UK Radio at the checkout. And I hope, listeners, you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed presenting it. And please listen out for our Nutrition for Me show next week. Until then, goodbye and thank you.